My name is Pavel Rodriguez. I'm currently a fourth year medical student at Duke University. We left Cuba in September of 1994. I was actually supposed to start the first day of fourth grade, and right I was about to run out with my happy with my new backpack, my parents were like, wait, you're not going to school today. We're actually leaving. And so that was like, I was like, wow, okay, I had no idea this was about to happen. I mean, I knew they were meeting with people, and that was, you know, there was something going on, but it was all kept in secret, you know, for worries, and, you know, if someone found out, my family would get in trouble. There were 24 of us. I was the only child in the boat. It was basically comprised of a group of families, a local doctor with his mother, and then other locals that I didn't really know because my parents never told me this was going to happen. Eventually, we made it to the Cayman Islands, and after being in the Cayman Islands for several months, that's when we actually made it to Guantanamo, and that was in January. As a kid, I mean, I was curious. At the same time, I was kind of scared about what exactly was about to happen. I remember being in the bus and looking outside the window, and I would see, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, refugees, behind fences. When I got into the through the gate of the camp, you know, all I could see was like a sea of tents. If you imagine like a giant parking lot, and the parking lot was all, you know, asphalt. And then it was surrounded by fence with barbed wire on top of the fence, and then towers where the sort of like the military could keep track of what was going on. Our meals consisted of food within wrapped up in these plastic bags. There were different color of bags, and quickly people realized which ones were the better ones. So I remember the white bag was like the really spicy. Nobody liked that. I guess that was more of a Southwest kind of like cuisine, and people hated that one. So we always liked the darker like plastic bags, which were more of a kind of like meats and cookies and things like that. We ended up, a lot of the kids ended up making kites. We made kites out of like wooden sticks, and we got paper. We ended up, you know, sort of like competing with each other. You know, you would put like little like shaving things on your kite. It's like kite fighting. The army people were very, you know, very friendly. I actually ended up learning a little bit of English from them. I would ask them, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm from Chicago," and I had never heard of the cities. I'm like, "Oh, where's that?" And I would tell them, "Oh, I'm from Cuba, and Cuba, you know, we're still in Cuba. This is Cuba," but you know, we were treated in such a way that, you know, allowed us to come to sort of like recuperate from that. That's why I think people should understand, you know, what happens to this mass of people who is basically in a normal society and then locked up in a camp and then held there, you know, in many months of uncertainty. And how does that impact them, you know?